All right, here we are, the spinning top three. So three trees, three blind mice, and three frogs. Uh-oh. And the shakings, all right? Shakings on every level. Oh, yeah, the spinning and the shakings. Revelation 16. I'm going to start at... Verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So we have these three unclean spirits like frogs. And they they're coming out of what? The dragon, which is Satan, okay, whom God has given what? All that Jesus said, acknowledge. He said, you know, he wouldn't bow down. You have all the kingdoms of the earth. This frog is coming. So there's a partial rule here until the reconciling of all things back to the Lord. And I'm not speaking of dominionism. I'm speaking of authority according to the will of God. Jesus Christ himself is doing this, as it says in Ezekiel 36. You profane my name amongst the nations because of my great name's sake. I'm going to, what? Sanctify my name in you, and you will have that testimony. So we're just here to give testimony to what God is doing. That's what a witness is. You give testimony. Okay, give me two witnesses in the court of law. This is a word from Martyrian. Okay, bring them up and say, Jesus is God, you are not. All right, and then there's the mouth of the beast, the carnal, right? This is how the world system works, the carnality, all right? And let me suggest that this would be the actual economic system. You do so much work, energy, and you get paid for it, and then you go buy food, and you eat, and your flesh is maintained. And out of the mouth of the false prophet, and who are the Antichrist? So who is the prophet of all prophets? Jesus. What is the spirit of prophets? Prophecy is the spirit of truth. Spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Jesus. The false prophet, let me just suggest that. That's the Pope. Okay, there's a link to Walter VIII teaching on the UN. How these three spirits are tied together. And they're coming out. Verse 14, for they are the spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth. Who of you has bowed down to the Pope? You just bowed down to Satan, to the Roman Catholic Church. You made an alignment with the devil. You made a covenant with death and hell. They are performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth, and you brought all the kings of the earth to sit at your table. Through what economic, you know, resources, we'll just say it, banking, Western banking systems through Europe, through the Rothschilds, mainly, who are the puppet masters and Soroses, and those people who think that they have it all. They have it all. All right? And if you see, Satan is absolutely behind the United Nations. And in their charters, they say, these are three things we are going to control over. We'll have a one-world government, a one-world economic system, and a one-world religious system. What? Would you say that again? Are those three unclean spirits? Are those the three frogs? Perform these spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day. Of God Almighty. Now here's the key verse. Here's the key verse for here today, right now. I think you can go to sleep and, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place in Hebrew called Armageddon. It says Hebrew there. It doesn't say Aramaic, doesn't it? Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out from the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were noises and thunders and lightnings, and there was such a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on earth. And now that great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And then every mountain island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men. Have you seen the hail falling in Rome in October? A foot and a half everywhere. And in the Great Pyrenees? Oh, my gosh. Snow, violent snowstorms, every hailstone about the weight of a talent. And men blaspheme God because of the plague of hail, since the plague was exceedingly great. I'm going to finish with this last portion here. You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and is to be, because you have judged these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due.